No problem, Danny.
You know, there's always an importance when you look at Leeds United and Massimo Cellino, because he seems that we're in a similar position as we've seen over the last couple of years in terms of, you know, a manager looks under pressure. He's quite strange, really, after such few games.
Yeah, I suppose the problem with Massimo is we're trying to apply sort of logic, you know, thinking, well, you know, you need to give people time. But I think Massimo's a very emotional, passionate person, and I don't think that sort of applies. And we know that he can make decisions sort of on the spur of the moment. And we go back to Dave Hockaday, you know, his first appointment, really. And, you know, what did he last six games? He was sacked, what, just at the end of August. And in fact, he even had sacked him before that, but changed his mind. And, you know, it just sums up how emotionally gets about it. And he does make these sort of, you know, spur of the moment, knee-jerk reactions or decisions based on, you know, a bad team performance. And unfortunately, looking at Gary Monk, it's sort of slightly similar. You know, from what I was told, after they lost 3-0 at QPR in their opening game, he was quite upset with that result and that performance. And then the following game, when they were losing at Fleetwood in the Capital One Cup, and literally were just seconds from going out before they got the equaliser at the end of the 90 minutes, you know, that might even then have been a trigger point, really. Now, since then, they've sort of stumbled. You can hardly say they've improved, really. Again, it was a late equaliser, you know, by Chris Wood against Fulham. You know, but for that, they'd be sitting, you know, bottom with no points. So it hasn't been great. And, you know, you can look at it logically and say, well, he needs to give these people time, new manager time, new players, etc., bed them in. I don't think he necessarily, you know, looks at it that way.
And I suppose it doesn't help with the likes of what we saw from Steve Evans and Neil Redfern, two managers that came and did rather well towards the end of the season, but still couldn't please Massimo Cellino. Is it all about results, do you think, with Massimo? Is it also about the way that the team are performing as well?
Well, yeah, I think it's a bit of both, really. Like, ultimately, you want results, because the dream, which won't happen, of course, would be promotion, you know, this season. But they just, when you look at that league, you know, they just don't, you know, they don't have the budget to compete with the big boys. Like, I watched Newcastle the other night, you know, beating Reading, finally getting off the mark, and, you know, like, Benitez has spent the best part of 40 million on those players. They got people like Matt Ritchie, you know, in there, you know, what, 12 million, something out there. Dwight Gayle banging the goals in up front, like, look what he cost you. So they can't compete with that. So that doesn't help, really. And I think people need to be realistic about Leeds, but unfortunately, I think, you know, Massimo has this thing, and he knows, oh, I want to get them up, you know, it would be great if we could do. But I think you have to be realistic and think, you know, if Leeds could survive in the Championship this season, I think personally that would be a success, but, you know, I don't think that's enough for him.
And just looking at the managerial situation, because his Leeds always helped in that sense that, you know, with it being such a big club, with it being an institution within English football, that there's always a manager that's willing to step in, and with the egos that we all know managers have, that, you know, that's not going to happen to them. Because, of course, if they did take him to the Premier League, you know, they'd probably put a statue outside of that particular manager.
You know, that's a very good point. And I think it's almost like the flame to the moth, the moth to the flamery, that sort of lure, really, where you sort of think, you know, if you could be the manager who got Leeds back, you're right, you know, because of that great, you know, history, and, you know, even sort of up to recently, you know, what O'Leary did and stuff, there's that, imagine if you could get Leeds back. And we always say this, that if Leeds were back in the Premier League, they would then become one of the biggest teams in the Premier League again. Like, they are a big club already, you can't take that away from them, but just in terms of that, how they would grow. Like, we've seen how other teams have had a foreign investment to do it, but, you know, Leeds are that big that almost they just need to be there with the TV money, and they would flourish as well. And you're right, you know, like, we all know with Gary Monk, he criticised one of Cellino's decisions when he sacked, you know, one of the managers, you know, how could he, it was disgraceful and all this. But then, as you say, when he was in out of work and he's given offer, then he takes it as well. And it's still a job that coaches are attracted to, really. And I think, you know, if Monk had time, he could maybe settle a thing down. But it's just extremely hard, because the club is always in this state of flux where a new coach is bedding in, players are coming and going. You've got the issue, for example, with Charlie Taylor. Cellino was adamant that he won't let him go. He's going to then run his contract down. You've got a player who doesn't really want to be there, but yet you have to pick him every week in your team, because he's one of your better defenders, really. But yet you know that in his heart, he would probably, you know, like Lewis Cook, would rather have gone, really. So it's a tough one to manage, you know. And then, say you're losing your better players, you're then having to bed new guys in. You know, he's got Bridcut back in, and this punches Johnson. But of course, that needs time. But it's just the one thing Monk doesn't have is time.
That's very, very true. And when you look at the Championship overall, it can paint a very similar picture in the fact that time isn't given to a lot of managers, but Leeds less than most. But just, you picked up on the parachute payments earlier on, and I think that's a fantastic point, because when you look at a lot of the teams that are up and around, they're able to spend, you know, £12, £15 million on a striker. But one thing that's really struck me is there's sometimes a team that manages to creep into the top six, but it tends to be stability. Your Ipswiches, where you're Mick McCarthy and so on, Huddersfield looking quite good this year under David Wagner. How important do you think that stability is to a Championship club, and is that probably the only way of getting in?
Yeah, or even, you know, throwing Brighton, Chris Hughton as well. You know, what was their response when they missed out on the playoff this year? Where, you know, it wasn't a, right, he's rubbish, sack him. No, give him a new contract, because they know that the way that the club is going is what they want. You know, look at Steve Gibson and Aitor Karanka. They missed out a couple of times. He could have turned around and said, you know what, you're just lacking that wee bit, you know, you're just short, so I'm going to sack you. But no, he sticks with them, and now they've all got the reward. And it's what you need to do, and I think that would be Leeds' only hope. I've always thought the only way they could get back up would be to try and hang on to these young players, because their academy, you have to say, that academy over the last 15 years, 20 years, the players that they have produced but are now playing for all these, you know, other clubs. It's like the Lost Tribes of Israel, the Children of Israel. So this is all these players are just performing for all these other teams who should still be, you know, at least even James Milner, you know, you look at them, you know, Johnny House and Snodgrass, and you think, they were all Leeds players. Casper Smike, you know, if they had hung on to them, they could even have had a promotion winning team themselves. But of course, for one reason or another, ownership, money reasons, whatever, they've all gone. And as you see, Leeds are just in this position where they're constantly rebuilding. But just when you think you've got something, then they go, and then you're sort of left scrambling around trying to get, you know, foreign signings in. And as you said, there's no stable base to build upon. You're always, unfortunately, sort of lagging behind.
That is very, very true indeed. And just to look ahead to Sheffield Wednesday as well tomorrow. I always know what a difficult game that's going to be over at Hillsborough. But when you look at the next three games as well in the league, Nottingham Forest and then Huddersfield at home, obviously there's that Football League Cup tie. But just looking at those three games of Wednesday, Nottingham Forest and Huddersfield, how essential is it going to be for Gary Monk to get a win in these next three?
Well, do you know what, Daniel? You've just taken the words out of my mouth, because that's what I was going to say. I don't think, looking, as you said, those games come, I don't think he could, you know, survive if he didn't win at least one of them. But we all know the champs, you play a lot of games. And if you're sort of sitting down, bouncing around in the relegation zone at the end of, you know, start of September, then that's not great. That sort of sets the tone for the campaign then. So rather than sort of dreaming of sneaking a playoff place, and you're just locked in this grim fight for survival. So, I think they really would be concerned from, like, I don't think anything sort of imminent, but certainly you're right, if he didn't get a win from those next games coming up, then I think his situation would become extremely critical.
Well, certainly interested to see what happens over these next few games. As always, David, it's an absolute pleasure. Thanks a lot for joining us here on the Afternoons.
No problem, Danny.